Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Utility, and a new book called Hug Your Haters, which is going to be coming out next year. We're talking about it right now. He's helping us to understand what the book's all about, which, as I said, because you know me, folks, because Jay knows us and loves us, you know, you guys get the early shot of his brilliant thought leadership. And Jay, in the previous segment, we're talking about hug your haters, folks. Meaning, how do you connect with people who maybe have written something, their user generated content online might not be flattering. And you know, one of the things I mentioned the concept of Jay of the balance sheet. And what I've said in my own primitive way is the best way to immediately, before you even know it's up there, deal with a negative response, is to already have about 10 or 20 positive responses in there. What do you think?
Well, there's no question, and typically that will happen, right? That
if you have a good business,
you'll have good reviews.
But they don't happen. I mean, you have to help people make it happen, right? I mean,
absolutely.
If somebody says,
encourage people to do it.
I mean, this is the part of the strategy, isn't it, Jay? If you come to my shop and say, "Man, I really enjoyed my service here. I enjoyed my meal," or "You guys do a good job," you need to say to people, "Would you mind posting that somewhere?"
Absolutely. There's no question. You should do that. The only thing you got to be careful with is you can't make it a quid pro quo. In fact,
no.
Just got sued for that recently. You can't say, "Hey, we're not going to give you your pork chops unless you give us a review." And that sounds stupid, but that happens all the time.
No, that's obviously that we won't. We wouldn't. But it's okay to say when
of
somebody compliments you. It's okay to say.
Of course it
would
is.
You
I
mind?
Mean, it's no different, Jim, than saying as somebody walks out the door, "Hey, tell your friends about us."
Exactly
it's the exact
right.
Same thing.
But if you've already got positives up there, and somebody posts a negative. That's what the five stars are for, isn't it?
Exactly. If somebody posts a negative, you answer that person back in public.
Right.
You should always answer everybody back in public, and here's why that's true. I did an enormous amount of research for this book, comprehensive, expensive research, talked to more than 2,000 Americans about who complains and why and how and under what circumstances. And what I found, Jim, was remarkable. What I found is that when you answer a complaint, it increases customer advocacy every time, regardless of channel, phone, social media, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you answer a complaint, it makes a bad situation better. If you don't answer a complaint, it makes customer advocacy go down. It takes a bad situation and makes it worse. So you have an opportunity every time somebody complains to do something about it. And it is shocking to me, Jim, how often small businesses, including friends of mine here in Indiana who own small businesses, who completely ignore negativity, especially online. Well, somebody was unhappy on Facebook, somebody's unhappy on Twitter, somebody's unhappy on a review site, whatever. And you wouldn't do that if they called. You wouldn't you wouldn't not answer the phone. And this is even more dangerous because everybody can see it. So
millions
take the time to answer
these calls. Not many people knew about the phone call, but millions will know that you didn't respond to their post.
Absolutely. And it actually is mathematically proven now in the Hug Your Haters book that this actually builds customer relationships that turns into profit for your business. Jim, I'm
Tell
sure you know
how.
This. Well, a 5% increase in customer retention can yield a 25 to 85% increase in profit. We all know, every single person in business knows in the first week of business that it makes more sense to keep the customers you've already earned as opposed to going out and trying to get new customers over and over and over and over again. But yet we don't actually run our businesses that way.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time and attention thinking about getting new customers and comparatively little attention thinking about how do we make sure we don't lose a customer. And the first way to do that is to answer their complaints every time.
Well, and another thing, and this is almost primordial, Jay, it's always been the case that a complaining customer, Someone who takes the time to let you know they have a problem is actually one of your friends. They're actually kind of a best friend.
They're doing you a favor.
That's exactly right. But that was the case before we even had computers, right? So that's primordial. But now it's even more important.
Oh, absolutely. And we tend to take it personally, especially in small business, and that's understandable. Somebody's saying your baby's ugly.
I don't like it.
And you just ignore those people who are unhappy. But here's the amazing stat, Jim. 95% of unhappy customers never complain in a way that the business can find. They might say something to their friends, but they never complain. They never call you. They never email you. They never say something on Facebook. 95%. So what that means is that for somebody who does complain in that way, they call you, they email you, they reach out to you in social media or a review site, they're the early warning detection system, right? They're the unelected representative of the rest of the unhappy customer. So you got to treat those people right, not only because they're unhappy, but they probably are representative of a bunch of other customers who have the exact same problem with you, but they never told you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones that will get up off their backside and raise their hand and say, "I've got a problem, folks." They're your friends today. They've done you a favor.
They're using their time to help make your business better.
And if you can, and here's the thing, if you can make them happy, when you make them happy, don't you have a right to say, now, John, have we taken care of what we messed up before? Yeah, you have. Would you mind saying that on the same? It's okay, isn't it? To go back and ask
Would you mind changing your review or letting
update
somebody
it.
Know?
Just update. Course, would you mind updating your review?
Of course. Let me tell you a quick story if we got time in the segment.
Hold on to that thought. No, I'm going to let you tell a story when we come back. I need your website one more time, please.
JBaer.com. New book is Hug Your Haters.
All right. B-A-E-R. JBaer.com. Check it out. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.